Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Kerisis is dedicated by the Donors Fund. Le'ilu Nishmas Shena Esther Bas Rabbi Shaya.
Kerisis Taf Chof Gimel. The Gemara, the end of Chof Beis Amid Beis, says the Gemara brings down on my Rove. Rove is explaining the machlokes earlier between Ebtarfin and Ebakiva in the Mishnah in Chof Beis Amid Aleph, says Rove, Midivrei Shneem Nilmad, from both Ebtarfin and Ebakiva we can learn that Osham Vadai Loiboy Yediyah Bitchilo. Osham, in order to bring a Korban Osham, one does not have to have an Yediyah that he didn't have Aveira and it can come even Misafik. Rava is saying this halacha midivrei Shneem Nilmad, because as we see in the Mishnah, the Machlokes in a case where the person has a Safik, and the Ptalfin suggests and tells the person to go and bring a Korban Osham Vadai Altanai, even though he holds like a Bakiva. The Shitta of Ebakiva over here in the Gemara, that on Osham Me'iloi says also a Chiva of Osham Tolui, which is the same Korban he would be bringing anyway, in a case where he's going to know that he's been over the Aveira of Me'ila. Me'ila says, if Tarufin, the person should bring the Korban Me'ila, and he make it tonight, that if he's going to be Chayiv, this should be his Korban Me'ila. Now you see over here, says Rava, that the fact that Ibtarfin allows the person to go and bring a Korban Osham Vadai, even though at this stage he doesn't have a Yediyah Vadois, he doesn't know definitely that he's been over the Aveira, is Muchach, that the Aloch of Yediyah does not apply when we're discussing the Korban of Osham. Even though, as we'll see soon, in the Korban Chatos, it says a Pasuk, Oy Hoy Da'il of Chatosoy, there's Aloch of Yediyah, and in the case where the person doesn't know that he did an Aveira, he cannot bring a Korban. But the Osham is not like this Aloch is different than the Chatos, and the Osham has a Aloch that Loy Bo Yediyah, therefore he can bring a Korban Misafik. Says Rava, this Aloch is not just a din of Reb Tarfin. Reb Akiva also agrees to this Aloch. Midivrei Shneem Nilmad, from both Reb Tarfin and Reb Akiva, we can derive and take this Aloch that Osham does not need the Yediyah, because we see in the Mishnah clearly that Reb Akiva was Moida, and he's masking to Reb Tarfin's Taina in a case where it's Me'ila Mu'etes, where it is worthwhile financially for the person to go and bring his money of the Me'ila, because as we saw earlier on the Gemara, in order for the person to go and bring a Korban Me'ila, he first has to bring the money, which is Chayiv to the Hekdesh, and in the case of Me'ila Mu'etes, it would be worthwhile for the person to bring the money of the Me'ila, and this way he has the possibility to bring the Korban Osham Al-Tanai, that should be a Korban Me'ila Vadois. And the Me'ila, this is the Svar of Reb Akiva, that he agrees to Reb Tarfin in the case of Me'ila Mu'etes, and all this agreement is only Me'ila Meruba, where Reb Akiva says that it is not worthwhile for the person to go and bring Osham Al-Tanai, because this will be Mechayev him, this will force the person to go and pay up first, up front, the money of the Me'ila, which is only a Safik, he's not sure if he's Chayev. Me'ila Al-Kaponim, this is the din of Rava, that Rava says that both Reb Tarfin and Reb Akiva is Muchach, that they hold that the Osham does not need a Yediyah. The Gemara in Shabbos, in Ein Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara over there brings down the Aloch of Ula, and Ula over there discusses the Aloch of Osham Shifcho Harufo, and Ula says over there that there's actually a machlokes about this point whether Osham needs a Yediyah or Osham Loi Bo Yediyah. And Ula over there refers to the Mandoroma, Le Divrei HaMandoroma, to the person who holds that Osham Loi Bo Yediyah, which is this Gemara over here, Reb Tarfin and Reb Akiva, like the Gemara says, who hold Osham Loi Bo Yediyah. It would seem in Ula, like all the Rishonim over there in Shabbos, Tafayin Aleph, or Medayik in the Loshon of Ula, that there's a machlokes about this point, and it's not agreed upon. And there is a Mandoroma who holds that Osham also needs the Yediyah, just like the Korban Chatos, so too the Korban Osham. Rashi over there explains that Ula is actually referring to this machlokes in our Mishnah between Reb Tarfin and Reb Akiva, even though Reb Tarfin himself says he can bring a Korban on Tanai, which will be Mavur, which is Muchach to see from Reb Tarfin that he holds that Osham does not need the Yediyah, but Reb Akiva disagrees, and the reason why Reb Akiva disagrees, says Rashi in Shabbos, is because he holds that Osham does need a Yediyah. Asks Tosfos over there in Shabbos that the Rashi, who explains the shit of Reb Akiva by us in the Mishnah, is neged the Gemara, and Be'emes, the Rava is Mefurish in the Mishnah. Because as we explained, Reb Akiva agrees to Reb Tarfin in the case of Me'ila Mu'etes, that it is possible for the person to make a Tanai. Me'ila, it is Muchach, that Reb Akiva also agrees that Osham does not need a Yediyah, just like Reb Tarfin holds. Mamela, we cannot say that the Mandaoma, the person who holds that Osham needs the idea, is a Bakiva, it's not true. A Bakiva agrees to Reb Taufin, like it's Mafuish in our Gemara, on my Rova, Medivishneem Nilmad, that Osham Vadai does not need the idea. But says Toysos, if so, we have to bemis understand what is the actual machlokes over here between Reb Taufin and Reb Akiva. According to Rashi, Rashi explains the machlokes is that Reb Akiva disagrees with Reb Taufin. He holds economic tanai because he cannot bring a Osham Vadai until you have a idea. But as we see in the Gemara over here, clearly that Reb Akiva also holds that the Osham can come even without a idea. And this is Reb Akiva's moida by Me'ila Moetes. So what is actually the machlokes by Me'ila Merubah? L'chayra, Reb Akiva has a very strong taina that it is not worthwhile for the person to go and make this tanai when his money, the Me'ila, is a Me'ila Merubah, which will force the person to go and bring a lot of his money, even though it's only a Safek Me'ila. L'chayra, why does Reb Taufin disagree? And there seems to be some kind of machlokes over here between Reb Taufin and Reb Akiva. And if, as we explained, the Gemara's Mavua, that everyone agrees it is possible to make a tanai, and Reb Akiva says a very logical taina that the svara should be that a person should only do so when it's Me'ila Moetes, when it's Me'ila Merubah, financially it's not worth it for him. So why? What is this machlokes between Reb Taufin and Reb Akiva? And he explains over there, Tosfos and Shabbos, or Yesodah Stigah, machlokes going on over here between Reb Taufin and Reb Akiva. And says Tosfos, the reason why Reb Taufin holds that a person should be making a tanai, even by Me'ila Merubah, is because Reb Taufin holds mitzvara that the person over here is trying to bring a korban osham in order to go and be megin, to go and save himself from the yisurim until he finds out if he has to bring a korban osham me'ila. In order to do so, Reb Taufin's svara is that the person, it is not enough for the person just to bring a korban. The person also has to make sure that he's paid the money also misofik in order that he shouldn't have any yisurim. It will not be enough for the person just to bring Osham Talui. He has to also bring the money in order to go and make sure he shouldn't have any yisurim. This is the svara of Reb Taufin. Memela, Reb Taufin's svara is that even by Me'ila Merubah, since anyway the person is going to have to bring the money, because he's doing so in order to be mechapa on him, that he shouldn't, to be megin, to make sure he shouldn't get any yisurim, Memela, why should he not just make a tanai that the Osham is not Osham Talui? You should make a tanai with the Osham, and the Osham should become an Osham Vadai. Reb Akiva disagrees, because Reb Akiva holds there's no such halacha. The person is not mechuyev to go and bring the money misafik, and Memela, even to go and save himself from the Yisurim will be enough to just bring a korban of Osham Talui. There's no need for him to bring any money to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Gizba, to the treasurer. And therefore, it says Reb Akiva, by Me'ila Merubah, it is not worth it for the person to make a tanai, but they were here by the Osham in the case of Me'ila Merubah. Memela, this is how Tosis explains, oh, you see, the big chidush in Shittas Reb Taufin, that the reason why the person is bringing the money is not just in order to allow him to go and bring the korban, which wouldn't be a svara in the case of Me'ila Merubah. Why should the person do so like Reb Akiva's taina? But the reason why, according to Reb Taufin, he has to bring the money is anyway lechape olav, and in order lehogin olav mina yisurim. This is the reason why Reb Taufin holds so, and therefore even by Me'ila Merubah, it is worth it for the person to make it tonight. Now with this shita of Tosfos, we can answer the question which Reb Zalman Sender asks on the Mishnah, a very strong question, that if we look at the Lashon of Reb Taufin, we see that Reb Taufin says that the person should not just bring his keren, the money he owes, to the Beis HaMikdash, but he has to also bring the chumash. Yovihu v'chumshoi, he should bring the fifth, which he has to always add onto the money which was moil behekdash, he has to also bring the chumash. Now, L'chayra asks the Zalman Sender, even though the person has to bring the money, the keren, the money he has to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, because otherwise he's not going to be able to bring his korban, because the halacha is, like the Gemara says in Baba Kama, in Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, Hevi Ashomoi Ad Shelo Hevi Me'ilosoi, if a person will bring his korban Osham until he's brought, before he's brought the money of the Me'ila, Lo Yotza, he hasn't been Yotza his korban, Me'ila, in order for him to make a tanai and he wants to be Yotza the korban Osham Vadai, this is going to force him to bring the money of the Me'ila, which is this the din of the Mishnah. But why should the Mishnah tell us that there's a din that he has to bring the Chumash? The Chumash is not Ma'akiv, like the Gemara over there says in Baba Kama, the end of Agudat Leitzim. So why should there be a din of Reb Taufin that he has to bring his Chumash also? Now, according to the way Tosfos explains, that the reason why Reb Taufin is bringing the money is not the same reason why Reb Akiva holds so by Me'ila Moetes, Reb Talfon also, in order to hogin olav in Yisurim, he has to bring the money in order to have a kapora, and in order to make sure he shouldn't get any Yisurim. And Mela, we can say that this svara is actually a svara even for the chaymash also, and this is the reason why Reb Talfon says he should bring the chaymash, even though actually the chaymash is not being ma'akiv, the hakrova of the korban, and enechanami, according to Reb Akiva, by Mi'ila Mu'etes, where he's also making this Tanai because it's financially kedai, it's worthwhile for him to go and make such a Tanai, then Enechanami doesn't have to bring anything more than the keren of the money, the payment, but he doesn't have to bring the chumash, like the Talmud Sender points out, the chumash is not actually ma'akiv in the akrova of the korban in order to go and bring the osham v'adai. So this is Al-Koponim HaMachlikas, a Shver Yashi in Shabbos, Al-Khir Neged Al-Gemara, and we have a new Mahalach of Tosfos understanding the Shitta of Reb Tarfin. Now the Gemara over here explains that the Loshon of the Mishnah, which says Ve'im Sofik, the Gemara seems to understand Lechatchila, that when a person is making the Tanai, he's actually using these words, and he's saying that if he has a Sofik, then the Korban should actually be a Oshom Tolui. Now the Gemara says, Maika Oma, what does this mean that the person has a Sofik? Lechayur, the person is making a Tanai, and is explaining that if he's Chayev Me'ila, then he should be Oshom Vadai, and if he's not, then it should be Oshom Tolui, explains Rava or my Rava, Toni, in Bisfekri Oymet. The person doesn't mean to say if he has a Sofik, we know he has a Sofik. It means if he's going to remain with the Sofik for always, then Le'oilom Ye Oshom Tolui, it should always remain Oshom Tolui. The Biskirov, in Menochis, in Chidush Agriz, in Menochis, Heyamed Beis, he's Medayek, a very big Chidush from the Loshon of the Rambam over here in the Pirush Mishnayis. The Rambam seems to understand over here the Loshon of the Gemara and the Maskona of Rava, that actually the person does not have to make any Tanai at all. And automatically, when the person is going to be bringing this Osham, in a case where he's already brought his money, and therefore he can have a Akrova of the Osham Vadai, then automatically, even without the person explaining the Tzdodim, it automatically is going to be that if he was Moil, if he was actually Klapish Maya, he really did the Aveira of Me'ila, then automatically this Korban is going to go and become a Korban of Osham Vadai. And if he wasn't chayev to bring a korban osham, then the korban automatically is only an osham tolui. And the person doesn't have to say anything, even though normally we find always tanoim when a person is bringing a korban, bitanai, of an adova, then he has to go and explain, and he has to say that if it's going to be his korban, if he's chayev, then it's a korban choyva, and if not, it's a korban adova. All over Zvochim HaMenochis, we find the tanoim. But says Biskarov, it seems in the Loshon of the Rambam, that the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis understands from the teretz of Rava, that the person actually is not explaining anything, and he's automatically bringing his korban bistoma without saying anything, and this automatically, the akrova is going to depend on the fact, what is the real fact, if the person is be'emes chayev to go and bring this korban or not. Explains the Biskarov, if this is a right diuk in the Loshon of the Rambam, the Havona, the understanding, the reason of the Rambam would be, is because normally we have two different akrovas. A person has a akrova of a oila, of a shlomim, he wants to change over the akrova. There the person cannot do so without making a clear, explicit tanai with his mouth. Masha Inkein, whereas over here in the Gemara, the akrova, the korban he's bringing, is anyway a korban osham. The difference is only if it's going to be an osham tolui and an osham vadai, even though of course they're two different korbanos, but they're all under the same category of a korban osham, and therefore the Rambam holds misvara that this korban osham is automatically going to be brought, even without the person explaining, it is automatically going to become an osham vadai if he's chayev, and if he's not chayev, it's going to turn into osham tolui, and we do not need the person to explain the akrova we hear, since anyway the korban is one shame korban, it has one category of a korban osham, even though there are two kind of korbanot, one's a korban osham tolui, and one is a korban of a osham vadai. And only the Rambam will hold, only the cases where we find that there's a person making a tanai, is only when he's switching from one korban to the other, from a korban oila to a korban shlomim, or different kind of korban, there it is necessary for the person to make a clear tanai. This is Amodi Echidush Vizgirov says, that it's mashma over here in the Loshon of the Rambam, and the Rambam learns this in the words of Rava and Maskona, that he doesn't have to explain anything, and automatically, if he's going to be chayiv, it's going to be Oshem Vadai, and if he's potter, it's going to become automatically Oshem Tolui, and the person doesn't have to speak at all and make such a tanai, since anyway, the korban, a big chidush, that the korban anyway is one kind of korban called the hakrova of a Oshem. Now moving into the next Mishnah, in the machlokes between Reb Akiva, Reb Shimon, and Reb Yosi, the first case of the Mishnah, Chaticho Shel Chulin, The chaticho shel hektish, a person that had in front of him two pieces. One piece was a chulin, and the other piece was a chaticho shel hektish. Says the Mishnah, ochal achas mem, ve'in yedua izemem ochal is potter, and a bakiva ozi chayv osham tolu, this is machlikus earlier, if there's a osham tolu on a sofik me'ilois. Then says the Mishnah alocha, which is a three-way machlokes over here in the Mishnah between Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe Shimon, and Rebbe Yosi. Says the Mishnah, ochal asoy shoino, the first person ate one of them, ochal, the second one came along, and ochal, echod asoy shoino, bo ache, va ochal es ashnio. His friend came along and ate the second piece. Says the Mishnah, zem may be osham tolui, vezem may be osham tolui. Divi Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva holds that each one has a suffix, that maybe he's the one who ate the piece which is hektish, therefore he has a suffix me'ilois, he has to bring osham tolui, this is the shita of Rebbe Akiva, that he has to bring osham tolui mi'sofik on suffix me'ilis. Says Reb Shimon, shneim mevi'im osham echod, both of them together can bring one osham vadai, and like Rashi explains, that they're going to be masne, and say that if he's the one, if Reuven was the one who actually ate the piece of hektish, then the kolmin should be for him, and if Shimon is the one, then the kolmin should be, oile should go and work for Shimon, because he was the one who ate the piece of hektish. Says the Mishnah, Reb Yosi Yoimer, ein shnayim mevi'im osham echod, there's no such possibility of two people together to bring one osham, and therefore he disagrees with Reb Shimon, who says that there's possibility for both of them together to bring one osham. Now, as we said, Reb Shimon, Reb Akiva is there, we understand. Reb Akiva is l'shitose, we hold that in a sofik me'ilos, you have to bring osham tolui, and since everyone has a sofik, Reuven and Shimon, both of them, does not know, each one doesn't know whether he was the one who ate the one which is a chaticha of hektish. Mamela, each one has to bring a kolben of osham tolui. But we have to understand this machlokes over here between Reb Shimon and Reb Yosi, whether it is possible for them both together to go and join up and bring one kolben of osham. Reb Shimon says shnei mevi'im osham echod, and Reb Yosi disagrees and he says ein shnei mevi'im osham echod. Now we said earlier already in the Gemara, in the beginning of the Shia, we said the Gemara in Shabbos in Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis says that Ula tells us that the din of Osham that needs to have a Yediya is actually a Machlokes, and Ula says that there's a Machlokes about this point whether Osham Vadai doesn't need to have a Yediya just like a Korban Chatos. Now we explained earlier that it's Muchach in a Mishnah, Reb Akiva, and so to Reb Tarifin, they hold that Osham Vadai loy bo Yediya b'tchilo. Memela, we have to understand who is actually this man Da'oma. Who is this person who holds that Osham needs to have a Yediya? Ula says over there, there's a machlokes about this point. Since, as we explained, not like Rashi and Shabbos, like Tosfos says from our Gemara earlier, that both Reb Akiva and Reb Tarfon hold that Osham Vadai Loi Boy Yediya, does not need a Yediya. So who is actually this Mandoma who holds that Osham needs a Yediya? Says the Ramban in Shabbos, Tafayin Aleph, so to the Balamor over there in Shabbos, that this Shitta is actually the Shitta of Reb Yosi by us. The reason why Rabbi Yosi says in shneim mevi'im osham echod, they cannot join up together and bring one osham, is because he holds that osham also needs to have a yediya, and therefore it is not possible for them to go and bring one osham because none of them has a yediya. Each one doesn't know. Maybe he's the potter. He doesn't know if he's the one who ate the osham, the chaticha of hektish, and therefore it is not possible without a yediya vadois until he knows. He cannot bring a korban osham. This is the reason of Reb Yosi that ain shnayim mevi'im osham echod, and this is what Ula means that when Ula says in Gemara Shabbos as a machlokes whether osham needs the yediya or not. This is a machlokes in our Mishnah. Reb Akiva earlier on Reb Tarfon, they hold that osham does not need the yediya. Mashen kenu as Reb Yosi by us in the Mishnah, he's the one who holds that osham needs the yediya b'tchilo, just like the korban chatos. But the Meiri over there in Shabbos brings this down from the Ramban, brings this day down. So to the Marshal over there in Chochem HaShleim also brings down this Yesh Mefoshim that this is the day of Reb Yosi by us in the Mishnah is the day of holds that ain't that we need Osham Vadai needs to have a Yediyah just like the Korban Chatos. And says the Meiri that L'chir one can be madche and say that there's no Raya from Reb Yosi. It could be that Reb Yosi also agrees that Osham does not need the Yediyah. And the reason why Reb Yosi over here holds Ein Shnai Mevim Korban Echod is because he holds there's no possibility for two people together to go and join up and bring a korban. To bring one korban b'shutves, it is not possible to go and say that there should be such a kind of akrova. And explains the Meiri, the reason is, like we find in the Shitta of Reb Akiva over here in the Mishnah. Reb Akiva, as we said, he tells us that halacha is that zem may be osham tolui, the zem may be osham tolui. Each one has to bring a korban of osham tolui because he doesn't know if he's the one who ate the chaticha, which is hektish. Says the Meiri, we have to understand, why does Rabbi Akiva say that each one has to bring an Osham Talui? Why can they not bring together an Osham Vadai? Since one of them, between the two of them, one of them was over the Korban, the Chaticha of Hekdesh, one of them was over this Issa Me'ila, why could they not, between the two of them, bring one Korban of Osham? Since, as we know, Rebbe Akiva's Shitta is that Osham Vadai Loi Boy Yediya Bitchilo. He says clearly earlier in the Mishnah that a person can go and be Masne and make actually a Tanai by Me'ila Moetes, like we said, from the Gemara and Tosfos and Shabbos. Me'ila asks the Meiri, why does Rebbe Akiva say, Zeh may be Osham Tolui, Zeh may be Osham Tolui? Me'ila says to Meiri, it seems to be in Shitta's Rebbe Akiva, that since this person has now a Sofik, he doesn't know, maybe he was over this Averia, he has a Chuyva to go and bring a Kolben of Osham Tolui. Memele, he cannot go and make a Tanai with his friend and bring together a Kolben of Osham Vadai, because he has now a Chuyva to bring a different Kolben, he has a Chuyva of Osham Tolui. The fact that he's going to join with his friend to bring together Osham Vadai is not going to eliminate his Chiyuv, which he has because he still has a Sofik. The mere fact that he has a Sofik, that he doesn't know, maybe he was the one who ate this piece of Hekdesh, is Mechayev him, the Torah says, he has to go and bring Osham Tolui, and he cannot look for an excuse and go and have an Eitzah over here to go and bring Osham Vadai, because it comes out that he hasn't yet been patted his Chiyuv of Osham Tolui, which he has to bring even Al Atad Klapishmaya, that he wasn't over Me'ila, but because he has a Sofik, that itself is alone enough of a chiyuv of Osham Tolui, and it won't be enough to go and bring a Osham Vadai together, between the two people together. Says Meiri, this is Muchach, in the reason of Rebbe Akiva, that there may be Osham Tolui, there may be Osham Tolui, even though there's a din that Rebbe Akiva holds Osham Vadai, loy boy yedir bitchilo. Meila says Meiri, if so, in Rebbe Yossi also, we don't have a raya to say that Rebbe Yossi holds that the din is that Osham needs to have a yediyah. It could be the reason why Rebbe Yossi holds in Shnei Mevim Osham Echad is the same reason like Rebbe Akiva holds, that he cannot go and join up together to bring a korban b'shutfes, and even though normally the din is that Osham Vadai is loy bo yediyah b'tchilo. This is how the Meiri over there explains, so to the Marshal, even though according to this Cheshbon will come out, that Rebbe Yossi will have to agree to the Shitta of Rebbe Akiva earlier, that Rebbe Akiva says that on Sofik Me'ilis you bring Osham Tolu, it will come out that Rebbe Yossi over here is going to also have to hold of Shitas Rebbe Akiva that he has to bring Osham Tolu, and therefore this is the reason why he cannot join together and go and bring one korban of Osham Vadai. Chidush, the other Yishenim over here, clearly Rashi Baal says clearly there's no Raya in Rebbe Yossi if Rebbe Yossi holds like Rebbe Akiva. Pashtas Rebbe Yossi Shola L'Chachomim, that on Me'ila, there's no din of Osham Tolui. This is the Shitta only of Rebbe Akiva. Me'ila, L'Chaya, according to, if we say that according to Rebbe Yossi, there's no Chayva of Osham Tolui at all, L'Chaya, there should be no other reason why they cannot join together and bring Osham Echod, like, if not for this Halacha, that Osham needs to have a Yediyah. Kapodim, this is the Tain of the Me'iri and the Marshal over there also. He says this from his own, that it could be, we can be Madcha and say that Rebbe Yossi, maybe he also agrees that the Osham does not need the Yediyah, but there's a different reason why he cannot join up together with his friend to bring a Korban b'shutfes. Now the Ikka Kasha which the Meiri asks from the Loshon of Rebbe Akiva, that Rebbe Akiva says, Zeh may be Osham Tolui, Zeh may be Osham Tolui, the Emes, the Shittim Ukubetzeh is already over here, in Chav Beis Amet Beis, in Ois Chafei, in Ashmotas, he asks this question of Rebbe Akiva, why can they not join together and bring one Korban? Because Osham doesn't need the Yediyah, and the Shittim Ukubetzeh is in Madchan, he says that the Loshon of Rebbe Akiva is Lavdavke, of course, if they're both standing together, they have this possibility of bringing one Korban. But over here, Rebbe Akiva is saying, in a case where they're not together, one of them went away already, Limedina Sayam, then each one has his own chiva of Osham Tolui. This is the din of Rebbe Akiva, that maybe Osham Tolui, that maybe Osham Tolui, but it doesn't mean that the mechuyev to actually bring two separate korbanos and they can join together and bring one korban Osham, not like the Meiri's Havana over there in Shabbos. So Machlekes over here, and understanding the shitta of the Rebbe Akiva, why he says, there may be Osham Tolui, there may be Osham Tolui. Lemaisa, the Bia Agro, on Agoyes Agro, the side of the Gemara in Shabbos, Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, he says that it is Mefurish in the Gemara earlier in the Zayin Amid Beis by us in Krisis, and so too the end of our Mishnah, like the Ramban and the Balamoy explain the Shitta of Rebbe Yossi. We said that the Ramban and Balamoy explains that the reason why Rebbe Yossi holds they cannot together bring one Kolben Osham is because he holds that Osham Vadai, boy Yediyah, needs to have Yediyah, just like the Kolben Chatos. Says the Goyen, if you look in the Gemara earlier in Zayin Amud Beis, it says very clearly that the only reason why Rebbe Yossi over there, when he's discussing the Chatas Oif Abba Al HaSofik, which is by Yeledes, The only reason why over there he allows them to make a tanai together, the two ladies, is only because it's a korban of a mechusa kapora. And the B.A.C. over there explains that a korban of a mechusa kapora does not need any idea. Therefore, there's a possibility for them to make a tanai together. It seems clear, says the Goyin, that the reason why B.A.C. over here holds that there's no such a possibility is gufa, because he holds as halacha of yediyah, which is b'emes mefurish like this in the end of the Mishnah by us. Rabbi Yossi says this, that any time the korban is coming al chait, that means it's not a korban of a mechusa kapora, it is coming because he did some avera, then there's halacha of yediyah, and since there's halacha of yediyah both by the chatos, also by the osham, therefore they cannot join together and bring one korban osham vadai, because there's halacha of osham vadai bo yediyah. Mamela says a goyin l'chir, there's a mefurish gemara earlier, the end of the Mishnah. It's mefurish like this, like the Ramban and Balamoy explain the shita of Rabbi Yossi, that the reason of Rabbi Yossi by us in the Mishnah is because he holds that Osham Vadai needs to have a yediyah, just like the Kol Mechatos, and not like the shita of Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva earlier, who hold that Osham Vadai loy boy yediyah bitchilo. So now we have explained the shita of Reb Akiva and the shita of Rabbi Yossi. Now we get to the third day of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that Shneem Mevi'im Osham Echad. Now, normally one can understand this would be the pashtus of the shita of Reb Shimon. The reason why he holds that they can join together and bring one Osham is because Reb Shimon holds that Osham does not need a yediyah. Just like we said earlier, Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva also. Mamela Reb Shimon holds that Osham does not need a yediyah, and therefore they can join together even though they don't know whether the Chayiv or Korban, each one doesn't know who did the Avera. But Al Koponim, there's no din yediyah by a Korban Osham, only by a Chatos, as Alocha of yediyah. By a Korban Osham, there's no such din, and therefore Reb Shimon says, Shneem Mevi'im Osham Echad. This should be the Pashtus. This is how the Goyin over there says, in Agoyis Hagro, in Shabbos Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, the stipler over here increases in Kelis Yankiv Simeches, he's Marich like this, that the Pashtus of Reb Shimon should be, it should follow on, that the reason of Reb Shimon is because he holds that Osham does not need the yediyah. But asks the Shittim Kubetzes over here in Chav Beis Amid Beis in Ois Chav Hei, that L'choya, this is very schwer to say that Reb Shimon's svara over here at the beginning of the Mishnah is because he holds that the Osham can come even if he doesn't have any idea. Because this is all very well to explain Reb Shimon over here when he's discussing a Korban Osham. But as we learn later on in the Mishnah, there's a Machlokes Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi later on, even by a Korban Chatos also. Now, by a Korban Chatos, says the Shittim Kubetzes, L'choya, everyone agrees that it's a locha of Oyhoida Ilov Chatosoi that he needs to have a yediyah. Mamela, if we're going to explain that the only reason why Reb Shimon holds that they could bring a korban together is only because Reb Shimon holds that the Osham does not need any yediyah, this is only in a case where you're discussing a korban Osham. But why later on when we're discussing a korban Chatos does Reb Shimon also say it's a locha of Shnei Mevi'im korban Echad, they can go and both join up and bring a korban Chatos? What happened to the locha that has to know about the Avera? There's a locha of Yehoida Ilov Chatosoi, and this, Tzalchiris as a Shitta, is agreed upon. Everyone holds that by the korban Chatos, there's a pasuk telling us that we need to have a yediyah. Now it seems in the Goyen, the stipler also is Marich, that they, Be'emes, understand that Reb Shimon disagrees with this halacha at all, totally. And he holds that even by Rechatos, there's no such halacha of yediyah. But says the stipler, that this is very schwer to say that Reb Shimon disagrees with this halacha, besides Misvore, like the Shita asks, that L'choya, this din, is a pashtus, a pasuk, of Oyhoida Ilov Chatosoi, and we don't find anywhere that someone holds that Chatos does not need the yediyah. But says the stipler more so, if you look in the Gemara in Ksubas, Memhei Amud Aleph, over there, the Sugya, the Rishonim, all the Rishonim over there, even though we're discussing over there Shittas Reb Shimon, they see clearly that the Halacha of Yediyah plays a big role in the Kvias of the Chuyvas Korban, where if the person is going to be Chayv a Korban, which is totally depends on knowing about the Averia, which is the Halacha of Yediyah, because of this Pasuk, called the Yehuda Ilov Chatosri. The Mela says the stipler, we see clear in the Rishonim, in Ksubas Memhei Amud Aleph, that they take on Reb Shittas, even in Shittas of Reb Shimon, that he agrees to this halacha that there's a din yediyah by a korban chatos, like the Shittim Kubetzer says Misvara. Mamela, we have to understand over here, how can Reb Shimon later on in the Mishnah hold that they can join together and bring a korban chatos? What happened to this halacha of a Yehoida Ilov Chatosi? Says the Shittim Kubetzer, a very big chidush, that the Svara of Reb Shimon is that since between the two people over here, they know between them that between Reuven and Shimon, one of them has definitely been over this Avera. There were only two pieces. One was Chulin, one was Hektish. One of them ate the chulin, one of them ate the hektish. So Mamela, they know between them themselves that one of them is vadai chayev a korban. They don't know themselves. Reuven doesn't know if it was him. Shimon doesn't know if it was him. But between the two of them, there's definite yediyah vadois of a korban, of a chuyvas me'ila, and a mechayev of a korban me'ila. Mamela says the Shittim Mekubet says that Reb Shimon be'emes is no raya what he holds legabe the chuyvas oshon. Because just like we find later on by the Chatos, which he holds that is aloch of Yedir, Afal Pikein even so, Reb Shimon holds a moedig echidush, that when they join together, between the two of them, we can look at them, when we're joining together, we look at the Shutvas, that this is called, that the Korban is coming on a Vadai Chet, on something which is a Vadai, even though personally each one by themselves does not have a Yedir Vadois, he doesn't know if it's him or if it's his friend, but between the two of them together, the Korban has a Yedir, and this is alone enough, says Reb Shimon, for the Alocha of the Yehuda Ilov Chatosri. Memela says the Shitta, this could be also by the Osham, even though it could be that Reb Shimon agrees to Reb Yossi, that the Osham also needs to have a Yedir, but he holds that this is enough to be called a Yedir, since between the two of them, they have enough of a Din Yedir. This is the Svara of Reb Shimon, that he can join them both together, and with this, we can go be Mekayim the Alocha of Yehuda Ilov Chatosri. He explains the stipler over there in Simen Ches, that Reb Yossi disagrees, and Reb Yossi holds Ein Shnei Mevim Oshem Echod, like we said from the Rishonim, because Reb Shimon, Reb Yossi holds as Alocha of Yedir. What is this Machlokes? Says the stipler, the Machlokes is an understanding, what is this Alocha of Yedir, which is Mechayev, that he has to know about the Avera, in order to be able to bring a Korban. Reb Yossi holds that this is Alocha on the Gavra, it's Alocha on the person himself, and if the person himself, the private person, doesn't know if he's been over the Avera, this is missing in his Yediyah and in his knowledge about the Avera, and this is not enough for the Alocha of Yehuda Ilov Chatosri. Reb Shimon disagrees, and Reb Shimon holds the Din Yediyah is not Alocha on the Gavra, it's Alocha in the Korban. The Korban has to come with a Vadai Hakrova Vadois. That is a definite Chiyuv over here, that the Korban is coming and is being brought for the definite Chiyuv. And over here, between the two people, there's a definite chiyuv over here on this achila, even though we don't know which person did the achila, but the korban is a definite chiyuv that's coming for this aveira, and we know exactly which aveira it's coming for. It's coming for the eating of this piece of hektesh, which was eaten even by Reuven or by Shimon, and this is alone enough for the din yediyah, which is aloch in the korban, not aloch in the gavra, it's not aloch in the person, and this is a machlokes over here between Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi, if even though there's a loch of Yediyah and Koponah by Chatos, definitely, if it's enough to go and join up together and say that this is a Kiyum, this has alone a loch of a loch of a Din Yediyah, big Chiddush over here in the Shittim Mekubetzes, and the Stipler writes that the Chazanish himself told him this Teretz, Me'atzmoy from his own, he told him that the aloch is, that Shimon over here also agrees that there's a loch of Yediyah, but he holds that this is called enough of a Yediyah because we can use them both together to say there's a loch of Yediyah. There is another Mahalach in Achronim, the Mishkan is Yankiv in Erechaim, Simen Aleph. We find this Loshen in the Meshech Chochma also, in Bamidbar, in Tetzvav Chof Ches. They say that the reason why Reb Shimon holds over here, and later on by Chatos, even though as we said, that normally by Chatos, everyone holds that you need to have a Yediyah, why can they bring the Korban together? Where's the Yediyah? Where's the knowledge of the Avera? Says the Mishkan is Yankiv and the Meshech Chochma, that there's a loch of Yediyah Sofik, we discussed this earlier in Daf Yutes, there's a parasha called Yediyah Sofik. And it could be that Reb Shimon holds that Yediyah Sofik is also enough. The fact that he knows that maybe he did the Avera, maybe this is also enough for the Alocha of Yediyah, and therefore he holds he could bring a Korban even on Yediyah Sofik. But maybe it's a Chiddush that if a person has a Sofik, even by a Korban Chatos, the mere fact that he says that maybe he was over the Avera, this is also enough to be called a Yediyah, like the Loshon of Meir Simcha, the Meshech Chochma over there, he says that Reb Shimon holds that Sofik Yediyah is Dinok Yediyah Vadois. That itself that he has a Sofik alone is enough to give it a Alocha like Yediyah Vadois, and this could be the Svar over here of Reb Shimon, that Shnei Meviim Oshom Echot. Maybe just to summarize over here, the different deis we have in the Sugya over here about the Dine Yediyah by Oshom and by Chatos, we have the Shitta in the Mishnah by Reb Tarfin, which is Mefurish, that he holds that the Oshom does not need a Yediyah. The Gemara says clearly, it says this in Shabbos, that Reb Akiva also agrees that the Oshom does not need the Yediyah. Reb Akiva, the reason why he says that the Oshom, each one has to bring a separate Oshom Tolui, is not because there's a loch of Yediyah, but either like the Shittim Ukubetze says it's Lav Dafke, or like the Meiri explains, since he has a Chuyva of Oshom Tolui, he cannot change his Chiyuv to bring a Korban of Oshom Vadai to patter his Chiyuv of Oshom Tolui. Now in the Shittim of Reb Yosi, the Pashtas is, that Reb Yosi holds that the Oshom does need a Yediyah, like the Ramban and Balamoy explain, like the Goyim Zos Medayik from the Gemara earlier, and the Shittim of Reb Shimon, Pashtas, we would learn that the Shittah of Reb Shimon is over here, that he does not need the Yediyah, and therefore they can bring a Korban together. But as we said, it's a Shver from the Gemara later on, by the Korban Chatos, and therefore we have to say Svaris, either because it's a Yediyah Sofik, or because they can join together and use the Yediyah between the two of them, to have a Yediyah al-Koponim in the Korban, like the Stipel explains over here, in Kilat Yankiv, in Simen Ches. Now going further into the Sugya of the Gemara, Rav asked a question on the Vinachman on the Bava in the end of the Mishnah when we're discussing a case of a Chelev Noisar. Says Rav to Rav Nachman, why does the Mishnah not tell us anything about the Halacha of the Korban Oshom which he's going to have to bring? Because since the Korban is a Noisar, which is also Korbanos Kachim, the Halacha is as a Korban of Me'ila, if a person is Nene, like we learned earlier in the Mishnah, that Halacha is Chatichas Hektish, the Din is a Korban Me'ila. Says Robert Rav Nachman, why is there no mention in the Mishnah, in the case of the Chelev Noisar, why is there no mention of the Korban of Oshom Vadai? Says the Gemara, the reason is because there's no Shavah Pruta, it is a Korban of Noisar, and once it's left over, it's not worth a Shavah Pruta anymore, and therefore, this is the reason why there's no mention in the Mishnah about bringing a Korban Me'ila, because he's only Chayev if he's Nene, with a Shia of a Shavah Pruta. Asks the Gemara, that this is L'chira Astira to the Mishnah earlier in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Over there we find in the Mishnah, Yesh Oichel Achilo Achas, it is possible for a person to have one Achilo, one eating, and he's going to be Chayev, for Chatois, V'oshom Echod, over there the Mishnah says, Ochal Chilem, Minam Ektoshim, Yema Kippurim, and V'hoyo Noisor, and these are the Chatois, which is Chayev, because of the Chiyuv Koreis. Says the Mishnah over there clearly, that there's also going to be a Chivas, Oshom Echod, he has to bring a korban of Oshom Me'ila because he ate this piece of Hekdesh, even though it is Noisar. Says the Gemara, you see clearly that even a piece of Noisar is also a Shavu Pruta. And why does the Mishnah by Elf not mention this korban Oshom, even though we're discussing Noisar? Answers the Gemara two Tirutzim. And the first Teret says the Gemara, Omalei Ahi Begaso. Over here, over there, the Gemara earlier, where the Gemara says that even the Noisar, which was left over the piece of meat, he's still Chayev, the korban Oshom Me'ilois, because it had a Shavu Pruta. This is Begaso, like Rashi explains. He ate a very lot, Achilo Gaso. He ate a lot of this Korban. And Mamela, since he ate a lot of it, there's going to be a Chuyva of Oshom Me'ila because he was Nene, a Shavu Pruta. Now Rashi over here asks a very sadistic question, which is Be'emes the question asked already earlier on in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis by the Tosfos Yerushalmi over there in the Mishnah. And Rashi asks over here that there's a din, the Halacha, to Tosfos Yerushalmi earlier on, brings this down for the Gemara, in Psochim Chof Testament Beis, the Gemara tells us, Halacha, that if Hektish owns a piece of chometz, they own him a loaf of bread, which is a kikah of chometz, and then it turns Pesach comes, and now the chometz becomes also Be'anor, because of the Halacha of chometz be'Pesach. Says the Gemara, in Psochim Chof Testament Beis, that even though a person comes along, and he's going to eat this piece of bread, and he's having a loaf of Be'anor, and he's enjoying it, and he's having a Noah v'shovei pruta. But since this chometz is now osur b'hanor, no one can have any benefit from it, it is osur. Therefore, it is not worth anything for the hektish. Hektish cannot do anything with it. Once it already came Pesach, they have nothing to do with it. It's no shavius, it's no worth monetary value for the hektish. And therefore, even though someone's going to have a Noah from this chometz, he's not going to be chayev me'ila, because he's not actually taking anything from Hekdesh, because it is not Shavek Klum, it is not worth anything for the Hekdesh. This is what the Gemara says over there in Psochim, Chof Tesamot Beis. Mamela asks the Tosfos Yerushalmim, so to Rashi by us, Rebbe Kivega over there earlier in Tosfos Yerushalmim in Gilin Ashas, he points out that Rashi asks over here the same question. L'chayir over here, we're discussing also a case of something which is Osa Ba'anor. Over here, the Korban became Noisar. Once it is Noisar, it is Osa Ba'anor. The Halacha is that the Korban has to be burnt. And Mamela, the Korban is automatically not worth anything for the Hekdesh, has to be burnt, it's also Be'anor. Mamela, just like we find by Chometz, that in a case where the person has anor from the chometz, even though he's enjoying it and he's having a big anor, but the fact that the chometz is not worth anything for the hekdesh, he's not chayiv on osher meila. Why over here by noisa do we find in the case of achila gaso where the person eats a lot and he's having anor v'shove pruta? Why over here is he going to be chayiv? Amount osher meila is lechayir. It is not nene. He's not being nene. He's not taking anything away from hekdesh because it is also ba'anor. Rashi over here answers that the reason why the person is going to be chayiv is because be'emes the korban, even though it is possible, the aloche is im olah lo yerid. If it goes up onto the mizbeach, even though they're not allowed to put it onto the mizbeach, but if by mistake it was put onto the mizbeach, the aloche is im olah lo yerid. Memeila says Rashi, this is alone enough to be mechayiv the person with a korban meila, even though there's actually no shavius, there's no monetary value over here at all in this piece of meat. Since it's anyway chayiv srifa, it is also ba'anor. Explains the Shimon Shkop in Shari Yoshe, in Shari Gimel Perich of Gimel, that Be'emes Rashi here is explaining and giving us a havona and an understanding in this pshat, in the Aloha, in the Gemara Psochim, why by Chometz per Pesach is a person not chayiv to pay to the Hekdesh anything in the case where it is also ba'anor. And explains the Shimon that the havona is, the understanding is, that the parasha of Me'ila is not just the way of being nene, the reason why he's chayiv to go and pay back to the hekdesh, this is the idea of a gzeila, of a stealing, like that we find the parasha of stealing from a hedyot, so too we have in the case where someone takes something away from the hekdesh, he's actually stealing and he's taking something from the hekdesh by being nene, by having hanor from something which belongs to the hekdesh. Me'ila says in Shimon, that something which does not have hekdesh does not have any shavius. Hekdesh has nothing what to do with this piece of bread on Pesach. They cannot sell it. They cannot do anything with it. It's also ba'anor. Memeila, even though the person himself is actually having anor, he's enjoying his food, he's having anor, he's benefiting a shove pruta, but he's not actually called someone who's stealing something from Hekdesh, because the Hekdesh do not have anything. It's not worth for them any monetary value, and therefore it's not cool that you took something away from Hekdesh. And since the idea of Me'ila is actually a kind of stealing from Hekdesh, there has to be that they have some kind of benefit which you're taking away. And since this is a chometz, it's also ba'anor, they've got nothing to do with it. Therefore, even though the person's being nene, he's not actually called b'mechaser and taking away from the hekdesh, and therefore he's not chayev to go and bring a korban me'ila. Says Reb Shimon, this is what Rashi over here explains, that in a korban of a noisa, since the hekdesh can still derive somewhat of benefit in the hakrova of the korban, that if it's going to be brought onto the mizbeach, the aloch is in all lo yerid. Even though in monetary value, the hekdesh don't own anything, it's also ba'anor, they don't have anything from it. But since he actually, the person himself, is having anor, there's no problem in his anor, he's having anor v'shaveh pruta, like the Gemara says over here, it's achilo gaso, he's eating enough to say that he enjoyed the amount of v'shaveh pruta. And since over here, the hekdesh would have had a benefit if in the case where it was Allah, it went onto the Mizbeach, that was the Aloch of Lo Yered, Mamela, the fact that the person comes along and eats this piece, he's actually taking away from Hekdesh this benefit which Hekdesh have in it, that it will be Aloch of Allah Lo Yered. Mamela, even though there's no actually monetary value which Hekdesh have, but we do not need anything more than the fact that they're taking something away from the Hekdesh, and this is already called a stealing, because he's actually stealing this benefit that the Hekdesh have, the Aloche is, or all the Lo Yerid. Mamela, this is the Aloche, the difference, even though by Chometz, the Aloche is, he's not going to be Chayev, because there's no benefit at all, but we hear about the Korban, there is somewhat benefit in the case of all the Lo Yerid. This is how Reb Shimon over there, in Shad Gimel, Perichov Gimel, explains the Rashi by us. But by MS, if you look in the Tosfos Yeshanim, earlier in the Yud Gimel Amud Beis, over there, the Tosfos Yeshanim answers this question, and he tells us a different yesoid, a very yesoidistic halacha over here in understanding the parashas Me'ila. And says that this is shown him that there's a very fundamental difference between the Gemara in Psochim and the Gemara by us when we're discussing Noisa. The Gemara in Psochim is discussing Hekdesh, that they own some food, which is a Kedushas Domim, a Kedushas by the Kabayis, a Kedushas Domim. It's a monetary value which Chazal have, which the Gizba has over here, the Hekdesh owns. And this is the halacha of a Kedushas Domim, which the Gemara says over there by Chometz. The halacha is, on Chometz for Pesach, it is Mutar Ba'anor. Over here we're discussing a Kedushas Aguf, a Kedushas Mizbeach. The Korban is actually being Nikra by Gabi HaMizbeach. There's a Kedushas Aguf with much higher Dalga of Kedusha. And explains over there the Tosfos Rishonim that this din in Psochim only applies in a case where we have a Kedushas Domim, whereas a Kedushas Aguf, he's going to be Chayev Me'ila, even in a case where it is Osir Ba'anor, and there's no actually monetary value over here, which Chazal, which the Hekdesh has over here, in this piece of meat, Ba'afa Bekein, even so, because it's a Kedushas Aguf, he's going to be Chayev, in the case where he's been Nene, the amount of a Shavu Pruta, like the Gemara over here discusses, in the case of a Kedushas Aguf. This is the chiluk over there. The Tosfos Rishonim explains there's a difference between Kedushas Domim and Kedushas Haguf. Now this is Soid. Many Achrinim point out, the Michas Chinuch, Mitzvah Kuvchov Zayin, Oyster Zayin, Rebbe Kivege over there, and Tosfos Rebbe Kivege on the Mishnah, Yisunit Gimel Lamed Beis, Loch Lene over there. They all point out that Be'emes this is Soid, we find in the Nesivas HaMishpot, the Nesivas says, in Simachov Ches, if gotten Beis, a very Yisoidus Tigadin in the Parsha of Me'ilah. And explains the Nesivas, there's actually two ideas and two parshas of Me'ilah in the Torah. In the case where Bezdin, where the Hekdesh owns something like a Kedushas Domim, a Kedushas Bedek Habayis, over there the parsha of Me'ilah is working because like stealing from a Hedyot, just like there's Halacha, one is not allowed to steal from someone who's a Hedyot, so too from Hekdesh also, if they own money, the Halacha is, you're not allowed to steal from them, and the parsha of Me'ilah is working mitzad parsha of Gzela, in the case where the Kedusha is a Kedushas Domim, the Kedusha which the Hekdesh has is on the money, and therefore the person is taking away the money, there's a Halacha of a stealing from the Hekdesh. Besides that, says the Nesivas, there's a new idea on a new parsha of Me'ilah, which is by Kedushas Haguf, and over there it's nothing to do with Gzela, it's nothing to do with stealing, you're not taking away anything from Hekdesh. The reason why there's a parsha of Me'ilah, if someone takes a korban, which has to go on the Mizbeach, and he has a nor from the korban, the reason why he's chayev of chayvas Me'ilah is a din of pigam. He's been poigim the hekdesh. This is like the Gemara in Me'ilah, daf yud ches, there's the Isra of Me'ilah, poigim. This is the din of Me'ilah, of Kedushas Haguf. Me'ilah explains in the Sivas over there, Me'atzmoy, without being down the Tosfos Rishonim, from his own, he explains that this is the reason why we find in our sugya that by Noisor, even though it is also Ba'anor, there is still a Issa of Me'ilah, and the reason is because since we're discussing a Kedushas Haguf, then Kedushas Haguf, the way the Me'ilah works, has nothing got to do with the money of the Hekdesh, and the fact that it is also Ba'anor is Loimalev, Loimurid, it doesn't make a difference at all, because the reason why the person is Chayev is because he's having Anor, he's having a benefit of a Shovei Pruta, and with that he's been Poigim. He's making a pegam in the Kedushas Haguf over here, which this Korban has to go onto the Mizbeach, even though it is also Ba'anor. And explains in the Sivas, the only din where we find is Halacha of Momoin, that has to be Shoveh Momoin, has to be worth for the Hekdesh, is only in the case of a Kedushas Domim, and therefore we find by Chometz V'Pesach, there's Halacha, by Kedushas Domim, that if it is also Ba'anor, there's no Parsha of Me'ilah. It says in Minchas Chinuch, Be'emes, this Chiluk of the Nesivas is ready Mefurish in the Tosfos Rishonim. There's a difference over here between Kedushas Domim and Kedushas Haguf, and the Halacha of Momos, the monetary value which the Hekdesh has to have, it only applies to the Kedushas Domim, whereas the Me'ilah of Kedushas Haguf is another Halacha of Me'ilah, it's not Mitzad Hilchas Gzela, and this is the Halacha which we find in our Gemara, the person is going to be Chayev on Noisa. But says of Shimon Shkop, over there in Shai Yoshe, Shai Agimel Peikhov Gimel, that as we explained by us in the Rashi over here comes and says a new svar that even by Kedushas Haguf, there is some benefit which Hekdesh have because the Halacha will be all alo yered. Mamele, we have no hechrich. We have no reason to go and say that the Tosfos Rishonim svar earlier in Yud Gimel Amud Beis, he means to say like the Nesivas. It could be he's also saying that there's only one parasha of Me'ilah and everything is working with the idea of taking and stealing from Hekdesh. And the reason why Kedushas Haguf is different, it's because by Kedushas Haguf, the Hekdesh has a different benefit besides the money. They have a benefit of the Hakrova on the Mizbeach. And even by Noisor, as she explains, there's Olelo Yered. And therefore, this is also called a stealing because we're actually taking away this benefit of the Kedusha of the Hakrova of Olelo Yered. Mamela, there's no Raya that the Tosfos Rishonim means to make this Chiluk, that there's a fundamental difference between the Kedushas Haguf and Kedushas Domim. It could be all the Tosfos Rishonim means is that by Kedushas Haguf there's other benefits besides the money of the Hekdesh. There's a benefit like Rashi explains by us of all the Yerid. Maybe we have no Raya to say that the Tosfos Rishonim means this Chidush of the Nesivas, that the parasha of Me'ilah is divided into two, and there's a parasha of stealing, which is by Kedushas Domim, and a parasha of Pigam, which we find by Kedushas Haguf. This is Rabbi Reb Shimon understands that we couldn't understand the Tosfos Yerushalmi over there, but these Al-Kaponim are the two Mahalchim on understanding over here why there's Noisa, a din of Me'ila, even though it is also Ba'anoi. Either like Rashi explains because Olo Lo Yerid, or like the Sivas explains, others say this is what the Tosfos Yerushalmi means, because there's a din of Kedushas HaGuf does not have to have any monetary value. But we discussed this earlier already in Yud Ches Amud Beis, different Ma'arim Mekoymus, in understanding the parasha of Me'ila, if it's working, it's a parasha's Gzeila, which we've seen for Reb Chaim in Sefer Nechus Me'ila, or if it's another halacha of a Pegam Lehekdush, and according to the Nesivas, both parashas apply, one by Kedushas Domim, and one by Kedushas Aguf. Now, as we mentioned, the Gemara over here by us in Daf Chof Gimel, the Gemara says two Tirutzim to the Teretz, why over here the Noisa is not actually worth anything, whereas earlier in Daf Yud Gimel, the Noisa is worth a Shavu Pruta. The first teretz was, Hahi Begasor, that he ate a lot. The second teretz of the Gemara says, the Gemara by us a difference between Mimois HaGishomim and Mimois HaChamo. And explains Rashi, and there's a very interesting Rashi over here worth pointing out, a Moedig Echidush over here mentioned in Rashi in the Dima Maschil Mimois HaChamo. Rashi explains that Mimois HaChamo, since it's a very hot days, therefore the Bosa, which is Noisa, which was left out, left over, then the halacha is that this metzias is going to be after a bit, after yom v'layla, says Rashi, or shnei yom v'layla echad, then this piece of noisa is going to be misrachas, it's going to get ruined, and therefore it's not worth anymore shavu pruta. Whereas moisa gishomim, the cold days, it doesn't become ruined, and therefore this is still worth a shavu pruta. Over here, the lashon of Rashi, in b'moisa chamo, Rashi over here throws in that the time of Noisa over here is going to be either Yom V'Layla, either day and a night, or says Rashi, Shnei Yomim. Rashi says that it could be that the Shia, Oi, Shnei Yomim, says Rashi, Oi, Yom V'Layla. Rashi gives two options over here for the time of year of the Zman of Noisa. As we know, the Shia of Noisa depends on Kochi Kochim and Kochim Kalim. The halach is that Kochi Kochim become Noisa after Yom V'Layla, whereas Kochim Kalim have Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echot. Mamela, this is the what Rashi is referring to, that will depend in our Mishnah if we're discussing a case of a Noisa, which is a Bosa from a Kochi Kochim, therefore is Yom V'Layla, whereas if it's a Kochim Kalim, the halach will be Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echot, and B'moisa Chamo, in the hot days, it's going to get ruined, and therefore it's not worth anymore Shavu Pruta. Now over here, the point over here, the interesting chiddush over here in Rashi is pointed out by the Rogachov in Tzofenos Paneach in Macholes Asuris Peik Yudaled Aloch Yudches, and he says that Be'emes over here in the Mishnah we're discussing a case of Chelev. The Mishnah says a case of Chelev of Noisa. Chelev is part of the Imurim which go onto the Mizbeach. It is not actually part of the Bosa which is Nechal Kriyanim. It is goes onto the Mizbeach and is Nikrav Betoyas Imurim of the Korban. Now, in the Imurim of the Korban, normally one would understand, there's no difference between the Korban of a Kochi Kochim or a Korban of a Kochim Kalim, because the Imurim are always only kosher to be have Haktorah. Haktorah as Imurim takes place, he can have until Alois HaShacha, he's Makriv the Korban, there's a Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaito, to go and be Makriv the Haktorah as Imurim straight away, but if not, he has a whole night, he could go and be Makte Imurim at night, the whole night until Alois HaShacha. After Alois HaShacha, the halacha is that the Imurim become possible Belina. They now cannot go onto the Mizbeach anymore. They become possible Belina. There's a very famous Chakira from the Rimami Panu. And the Rimami Panu is in the Kufchav Gimel. He says that the Psulina of Imurim is already by Muda HaShacha, by Yom V'Layla. Says the Rimami Panu, what would be the Gaba, the Issa of Noisa, which is the Issa Koris even to every Hediot, if someone eats this Bosa, this Imurim, which have to go on to Mizbeach, and these Imurim will actually belong to a Korban, which is a Kochim Kalim. Says Rimami Panu, do we say that just like the Bosa of the Kochim Kalim has an extra time limit, has a time of Shnei Yomim V'Laylo Echot, Mamela, maybe so too, the Imurim of the Korban, even though they become Nifsal, they become possible to go on to the Mizbeach already by Muda Shacha with the Psul of Lina, but the Issa of Noisar is only going to be chal on them, only b'shnei yomim v'laylo echad. Or do we say that just like they become possible in Mizbeach already by Amud HaShacha, so too for the Noisar, for the time of Noisar, is also going to be by the Amud HaShacha, and it is different than the Bosa, which only has shnei yomim v'laylo echad. The Imurim already become Noisar, even from a Bosa of a Kochim, even from a Korban of a Kochim Kalim, they already become Noisar already by Amud HaShacha, by yomim v'laylo. This is a Chakir of Rimami Panu. Pashtus, everyone always takes on, Rimami Panu also brings Rais, that the din of the Imurim when they become Noisa is already by Yom Vo'Lailo. There's no difference between Kochi Kochim and Kochim Kalim in the Emurim. And the only difference is only in the Bosa, because the Bosa has a Zman Achila, has a time to be eaten, Shnei Yomim Vo'Lailo Echod. Therefore, the time of the Noisa is a longer time till Shnei Yomim. But the Psol Lina, which is already by the Emurim, this is also enough to make it into a Noisa Lehediyat, and he's going to be Chayiv Koris if he eats the Emurim, even of a Kochim Kalim, in the next day after Yom Vo'Lailo. Says Rogachov, Lachir, Rashi by us, will be a Raya Faket, will be a Raya the other way around, a Raya to the other side of Rimami Panu, because Rashi over here, even though he's discussing Emurim, he gives the option over here of the time of Shnei Yomim. Lachir, when we're discussing Emurim, as we said, it becomes Nifsal already by Yom Vo'Lailo. It will seem over here, says Rogachov, Rashi, that even on the Emurim, there's a difference between Kochi Kochim and Kochim Kalim, and Muridi Gechidush, that the Emurim of the Kochim Kalim also has the time of Shnei Yomim V'Lailo Echod, and he's not going to become Issa Noisa only when the time of the Bosa becomes Noisa, so too the time of the Emurim is only by Shnei Yomim V'Lailo Echod. The Diuk from the Yogachov by Asin Rashi, a big Chiddush in the Alocha in the time of Noisa of Emurim of a Shlomim, which is a Kochim Kalim. Now moving further on into the last Sugya of the Perik, the Sugya of Issa Chalal Issa. The Gemara brings two kind of cases where the halacha is going to be the halacha of Issa Chalal Issa, even though normally Reb Shimon's shitta is that there's halacha of Ein Issa Chalal Issa, even in the case of Issa Chomo Al Issa Kal, Ho'ichol Neveila B'Yom HaKippurim, Reb Shimon holds his potter, so too later on Rebbe holds there's no Issa Chalal Issa. And in two cases, says the Gemara, we find that the difference, first of all, the halacha of Tumah by Kodesh, by Muktoshim, is going to be Chal on the Issa of Chelev, also on the Issa of Oilin. This is a din of Issa of Tumah is going to be Chal on the Issa of Oilin and Chelev. So too later on, the Gemara brings the Pasuk of Kol Chelev Lashem L'Rabbi Simui Kochim Kalim, that the halacha is that the Issa of Me'ila is going to be Chal on the Issa of Chelev. This L'Chayah should be a problem of Issa Chal al Issa. And says the Gemara that this is the Yesod Gzeis HaKosuv, that by Mukdoshim, by Kochim, there's a different halacha, works differently than the rest of the Torah, and by Mukdoshim is a klal of Issa Chal al Issa. The Gemara in the end said this Machlitis Tanoim, whether we say this klal, that by Kochim is a din of Issa Chal al Issa, or it is used, we use the same klolim of Ein Issa Chal al Issa, like the rest of the Torah, or do we have a Gzeis HaKosuv over here of Issa Chal al Issa by Mukdoshim? Now there's a very big arichus in the Chaim stencil over here, in the Chedusha Agrach. He has many letters, backwards and forwards, with the Bzalman sender. In this Yisoid of the Gemara, in to define this halacha of Issa Chalal Issa b'mukdoshim. And the thrust, the main point over here, the discussion over here between Chaim Briska and Bzalman sender, is in understanding this halacha of Issa Chalal Issa, Bzalman sender says, L'chayra one can say, that this is not a blanket klal, that every single place where you have another Issa which wants to be chal by Kodshim, the halacha is going to be the Issa chal al Issa. Because if we analyze these two cases which Gemara is discussing, the case of Tumah which wants to be chal on Chelev and Oilin, the case of Me'ila which wants to be chal on Issa Chelev, both of these cases, the second Issa has some adifas, has some maila, there is a chaymah in the second Issa more than the first Issa. First of all, the Gemara says in the case of Tumah, the Gemara says, or as she explains, the Gemara says, Olin Daf Yudalet, the Issa of Tumah is Issa Koilil. Memele, even though it seems that Shimon, Rebbe, they disagree with the klal of Koilil, but normally they don't hold that this is alone enough of a svara to say that Issa Chalal Issa. But it could be, said the Bzalman Sender, that even the Gzeris HaKosuv of the Pasuk over here to teach us that there's a loch of Issa Chalal Issa, this could only be in a case where there's some adifos, there's some benefit over the second Issa, because at the end of the day, it's the Issa Koilu. So too, the second Issa also, the Issa of Me'ila, which Rebbe is discussing, which is Chalal Issa Chelev, the Issa of Me'ila is Issa Hanor, which the Gemara, the Pashtus of the Gemara earlier, in Daf Yudalet, that the Issa Hanor is called Issa Moisif. Me'ila over here, it could be that the Gzeis HaKosov of Issa Chalal Issa, but Mukdoshin is only allowing the second Issa to be Chal if there's some Meila in the second Issa that either it's Issa Koilu, or it's Issa Moisif, or other case of Issa Babas Achas. But if we find a case of Kodshim, where there's no Meila at all on the second Issa over the first one, and exactly the same, then the halacha would be, says the Bzalman Sender, that even by Kodshim, there's no Gzeris HaKosov, that Issa Chalal Issa, and we do not care at all about the Yisurim, the halacha is going to be that Ein Issa Chalal Issa, even by Kodshim also, and with that, he asks many different questions, in the Gemara Yivam Islam, in the Gimel Amud Beis, and other places, where we find this klal of Isser Chalal Isser, if we're going to apply it to Mekudoshim in a case where the second Isser does not have any Maila. Reb Chaim over there disagrees, and Reb Chaim brings many Rayas backwards and forwards, chewing through Shas. In Rayas, this Yisoid, which we find in our Sugya of Isser Chalal Isser Mekudoshim, is this applicable? Can we use this klal even in a case where the second Isser is not Isser Koil, it's not Isser Moisif, it's not Babas Achas? And the din of Isser Chalal Isser B'Mukdoshim will be a Gzeres HaKosuv, that even in the case where we have the same Isser twice, the Aloch is going to be that Isser Chalal Isser. This is a big machlokes between Reb Chaim and Reb Zalman Sender in understanding this Gzeres HaKosuv of Isser Chalal Isser B'Mukdoshim. Do we need to have that there should be some benefit in the second Isser, like Isser Koilel and Isser Moisiv? And even though it doesn't work, they hold these Mandarmi mold, it doesn't work normally by Hediyot, but by Kodshim is a Gzeres HaKosuv. Or do we say this is a Gzeres HaKosuv everywhere? This is the Sofik, and many Rayas over there in the Chidushe Gracha Sholim, in different Rayas from Shas, proving this Shaila. The Ochlane also in middle over here also is Mesupik in this Shaila, and he also brings other Rayas. The Shahar Melech just points out in Isuri Bia in Page Zayin Alochaches that even though we have a Gzeres HaKosuv over here, the Aloche is Issa Chalal Issa B'Mukdoshim, that everything depends on the second Issa. The Issa which wants to be Chal, the second Issa which is trying to be Chal on the first Issa, he has to be the Issa of Kodesh. If he is Kodshim, then he can be Chal. But if the first Issa is the Issa of Kodshim, then we will not apply this klal of Issa Chal al Issa in a case where the second Issa is Chulin and is not of Kodshim. Everything depends, says the Shah Melech, on the second Issa, and he brings Rayis over there in Ilchis Yisuri Bia, Peygu Zayin Alochaches, the din of Issa Issa, Issa Chal al Issa B'Mukdoshim, everything depends on the second Issa. Now, just one final point over here in the Gemara. The Gemara ends and the Gemara says that if we hold that even by Kodshim is Ein Issa Chalal Issa, so what do we do with the Pasuk of Kol Chilev Lashem? Says the Gemara, we use it for Vlodi Kodshim. And the Aloha is Vlodi Kodshim by Biosanein Kedoshim, the Talvayu by Adodi Osu, everything comes together. The Chilev is Chal straight away when the Behemoth is born, when the Vlad, the child, the Uber, he's born, he comes Lave Oilom, like Tosus explains over here in the Masrib Vlodois. And therefore, the Issa of Kodshim, the Issa Me'ila, so too the Issa of the Chelev or Chal Badas Achas, they come the same time when the baby is born. This is the time when both of the Issuim are going to be Chal, and there's no problem at all of Ein Issa Chal Al Issa. There's a very Yisoidus to go, Toitzvus over here, in the Ramaschil Bevlodos, which Reb Chaim, in many places, he takes out from this Toitzvus mentioned in the Shuri Agrid. Reb Beryl Soloveitchik brings down this from Reb Chaim in many places, in Shuri Agrid, in Zvochim Emhei, in Tumur Daf Gimel, that Reb Chaim over here learned from this Tosfos a very big chidush in Hilchos Me'ila, in the Issa Kodesh of Shlomim. Because Tosfos over here asks a question, and Tosfos asks that even though the Aloch is going to be that the Issa of Me'ila, L'choyo, should be Chal straight away on the Vlad, when it is born, the Vlad is a Vlad Kodesh, but we also name Kedoshim, it gets its Kedusha straight away from the mother, therefore there's going to be a Issa Me'ila. But as Tosfos, this is only by Kodshi Kodshim. Whereas Kodshim Kalim, the Gemara says clearly, Me'ila Dav Zayin Amud Beis, that the Issa of Me'ila is only Achaz Zrika, only after the Zrikas Adam, then is the Issa of Me'ila. Me'ila says Tosfos, it comes out that the Issa of Chelev is Chal way before the Zrikas Adam, and later on, after the Zrika, the Issa of Me'ila wants to be Chal by Kodshim Kalim. The Aloch is going to be a problem of in Issa Chalal Issa. Mamela, even by Vlodis Kodshim, how do we have the possibility of the Issa Me'ila and Issa Chelev to be Chal together? Says Tosfos HaTeretz, that the, even though the Issa of Me'ila is actually does not apply by Kodshim Kalim until after the Zrikas Domim, but says Tosfos, Isura Mio Iker. Even though there's no Me'ila, but there is a Issa, there is a Issa Kodesh, there is a Issa to go and have Anor from this Kodesh of this Korban Shlomim, even though it is before Zrikas Adam. Now this Yisoid, we find many places in Kodshim, that the Aloche, mainly at the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara discusses over there to use a shofar of a Korban Shlomim. The Gemara says also that even though there's no Me'ila, but there's going to be a Issa, like the Shoinim over there explaining Daf Chof Ches. This is the Yisoid of Tosfos by us, that there's Issa Kodesh by Shlomim, even before the Zrikas Adam. There's a Issa Kodesh, which is Issa Dereisa, like is Mavur in Tosfos by us, enough for Ein Issa Chalal Issa. This is a din of Tosfos that is Issa Kodesh by Shlomim. But the problem is that the Achrinim and the Rishonim already discuss where is the Makor teaching us, where do we know this halacha from? Where is the Makoy to tell us that there's Alocha besides the parasha of Me'ila, but there's another problem that you're not allowed to have Anor from the Korban even before the Zrika, where the parasha of Me'ila L'chira does not yet apply? Afal Pekin, even so, it's Mavurim by Yosin Toysvis in the Gemara Shoshana that there's Issa Kodesh even before the Zrika. The Shittim Mekubet says, in Menoche, it's the beginning in Dalet Amud Beis, Hashmotes Ois Yudches is very famous. The Shittim says that the reason why you're not allowed to have Anor, this is the Issa of Bal Yachil. The same reason why someone is not allowed to be over his neder when he makes a neder, so too when someone's makdish a korban, if he's going to have a nor from the korban, he's going to be over the issa of bal yachil. This is the shittas yisoid in the beginning of Menoches. The Marit El Gazi is very ma'ir in Bechoyes Pekei Islamet Zayin. He says that the reason why it's his osa is we learn this from a kal v'choymer, from a psulim amikdoshim, a korban which gets a mum, that loch is there's issa anor, and we say kol shekein, if there's already an issa anor after the mum, kol shekein, kal v'choymer, there's going to be a problem of issa anor even before the korban is nikrav, before the zrikas adam. This is a makor for the issa kodesh. But Reb Chaim, as we mentioned in many places, the Shri Agud brings this down, Reb Chaim says that in our Tosfos is mavua a new idea and a new understanding in this issa kodesh. Because over here, we're discussing the problem of Issa Chalal Issa by the Issa of Me'ila. The Gemara says, how is it possible for the Issa of Me'ila to be Chal on Issa Chelev? And the Gemara says, this is possible by Vlodis Kochim. And Tosfos asks, that Vlodis Kochim also, the Issa of Me'ila is only later on by Kochim Kalim, only after the Zrikas Adam. Answers Tosfos, that the Issa is already there from the beginning, even before the Zrika. Says Reb Chaim, if we're going to explain and understand that the Issa Kodesh, this Issa, is not from the parasha of Me'ila. It's from different Issa, like the Shitta says, from Bal Yachil, or from a Kal V'chaymer, from different Isurim. Then why is this a teretz to Tosfos' problem that later on, after the Zrikas Adam, how is it possible for the Me'ila to be Chal on the Issa of Chelev? L'chayra, by the fact that we're going to have different Isurim earlier on, before the Zrika, this is not going to be a reason that once these Isurim go away, and we want to have now a new Issa of an Issa of Me'ila, why does this allow the Issa of Me'ila later on to be Chal on the Issa Chelev, which was already there earlier? The Issa of Me'ila is a new Issa, and this new Issa cannot be Chal because it's already found the Issa of Chelev, and Ein Issa, Chal al Issa, and even Bekodshim like this, Mando Oma. Me'ila, says Reb Chaim, why does Tosfos say that the Issa Kodesh, which is here earlier, is alone enough of a reason to allow the Issa Chelev after the Zrika to be Chal? The Issa of Me'ila later on to be Chal, even after the Zrika. Says Reb Chaim, it's Muchach in our Tosfos, that this Issa Kodesh is also taken from the Parsha of Me'ila. It is actually a Me'ila Digi Issa. It is a Parsha, it is a Issa because of the Parsha's Me'ila. Even though the Gemara in Me'ila tells us that the Issa Me'ila is only after the Parsha of Me'ila to be Chayiv, the Korba Me'ila, and to be Chayiv Chimesh V'Oshom, this is only after the Zrikas Adam. But even before the Zrikas Adam, it is also still included in the parish of Me'ila, the Al Koponim is the Issa the Yaisa, because of this parish of Me'ila, that there's a Chiyuv over here, that you're not allowed to have an Anor from the Behema before the Zrika. Even though the Gemara says that the whole parish and all the Dinim of Me'ila is only later on, but the Issa, already from the beginning, is the Issa because of the parish of Me'ila. Me'ila, this is the Svar of Tosfos, that later on, after the Zrika, the Me'ila can be Chal, because the Me'ila was already here from the beginning. The Issa Me'ila was here together with the Issa Chile from the beginning, from when the Vlad is born. Yotzol Ave Ho'ilom, there's already a Issa Kodesh because of the Parashas Me'ila. This is how Reb Chaim takes out a very sadistic in the Kudah from our Tosfos, that the Issa Kodesh is a Issa Me'ila Digi Issa. It's from the Parasha of Me'ila, and this is the reason why Tosfos holds that this allows later on after the Zrika, that the parish of Me'ila can be Chal, because the Me'ila was already here earlier, together with the Issa Chile, because the Issa Kodesh is also from the parish of Me'ila. And Reb Chaim, in one of the Sforim, over here in the Chedush HaGrach HaSholin, being down from Reb Chaim in the Matikei Shmur, he says even more, he says that it could be there's even a lav of Me'ila, and we'll get even Malkus, because of the lav of Me'ila, even before Zrikas Adam, even though the main parish of Me'ila is only later on, and Tosfos Losh in Isura Me'ika is not just the Issa Min HaTorah, it could be there's even Malkus also for this parish of Me'ila, and therefore there's no problem later on of Ein Issa Chal al Issa. Yisoid, which Reb Chaim takes out from our Tosfos, increases Chof Gimel Amud Beis that the Yisoid of Issa Kodesh is the Issa of Me'ila, and therefore it allows the Issa later on to be Chal, even after the Zrika.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.